Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Welcome back, Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Oh, folks.
And insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, I know what we don't want to talk about. We don't want to talk about football games.
Yeah, we do. We will. It's
no,
okay. Go
that's
ahead.
Okay.
But since we're on that subject, I'm going to give my joke for today.
Okay.
Angered at what he felt was a bad call, a pro player yelled at the referee, "You smell to high heaven." The referee picked up the ball and walked out 15 yards and said, "Can you smell me now?"
Oh.
Well, you've had what, 3 days? You've had three days to recover. 2 days. Okay? So it's going to be okay. Don't worry. I'm going to say this for my neighbor down the street, because we're always looking for new clients because I'm proud of what we do. And my neighbor down the street has a Georgia flag in front of his house. Seems like a nice guy. He's got a pretty Dalmatian dog. I'm going to say go dogs for one moment so that when I see him walking his dog, I can say, "Hey, I'm an Alabama fan, but you know what? I said go dogs on the radio show." And hopefully that'll open a conversation where I can talk to him about what we do. Financial planning.
I won't even say that to my daughter. She's a Georgia fan.
Well, you know, I need new clients. And if it takes saying... Now, you're an Alabama fan, so Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Laurie's an Auburn fan.
War Eagle.
Is it War or War D Eagle? It's War Eagle. That's
I'm not
fine.
Saying that on the radio.
That's okay. Yeah. War Eagle. And I'm a graduate of South Alabama, so go Jags. So we've covered all our guys here. So you can talk again. It's your show.
Well, let's get back to business and talk about some things. Every retirement plan should have five things, 5 points you should cover, Gary. And you know, one thing, I'm sorry, I'm getting choked up today. We talk about is you got to get an income plan. Every plan should have an income plan. And it's amazing. We've been talking about income for years. You should have a guaranteed income plan as part of your retirement planning. We've
it's
been doing
basis
that for years.
Of what your retirement is about, because if you don't have income, what do you have? you have to depend on other people to take care of you, pay your bills. So the first thing that you have to have in retirement, and you said it, is an income plan. It's the foundation of a good financial plan.
It's amazing that we've been talking about it for years and years and years, a guaranteed income plan, and you need a guaranteed income plan. It can't be something that you, Scott, won't be there when you need it. You got to have something that you know is going to be there, it's guaranteed to be there, and it needs to be a lifetime income, and it needs to be for both spouses, too.
Yes, it does. So, and think about this. Most of us, our dependable income, we depend on Social Security. Because we know Social Security is going to be there. And people say, oh, well, Social Security might be cut. I don't want to be that politician. But here's a reality about Social Security. If you're married and both of you are drawing Social Security, when one of you passes away, the other one is probably going to get the higher of the two Social Securities, but you lose one.
And that's not a probably.
It's
a,
no,
that's
it's
a fact.
Yes. And so when we talk about a reliable income. When we set up an income you can't outlive, that means it's an income you can't outlive. And if you or your spouse have one of our strategies, when one of you passes away, guess what? It doesn't go away. It can go on for both people's lives. With Social Security, you're guaranteed to have one income. If you work with us, I can guarantee you, you'll always have two incomes. And that's a guarantee I can stand behind.
Dependent upon the amount invested.
And depending on the claims paying ability of the insurance carriers or the people we work with. But you just hit the nail right on the head, Jim. An income you can depend on is the absolute foundation. It's like a house. This is the first thing you have to have a comfortable retirement.
Well, the second point is you got to maximize your Social Security, Gary, which you had talked about. You know, a lot of people don't think about maximizing your Social Security. And case in point, Gary, you took your Social Security at 62.
I wish I would have waited.
And I waited. I was able to wait and take mine, maximize mine. I didn't take it to 69. I could have waited to 70, but I took it at 69. So I got that. A high Social Security.
And do you remember, I mentioned this on the show last week, but I couldn't remember how much it grows between 62 and 65, or more importantly, 65 to 70.
Well, it grows by 6% at 62 to 65 and 8% from 65 to 70.
A year?
A year.
Every year.
Wow.
And here's a more important thing, because this is what most things don't do, and we talked about this last year, last week. Social Security has a cost of living adjustment every single year. Now, this last year, and I just got my letter, my Social Security payments, and everybody that's on Social Security are getting this letter this week or last week, your Social Security payments went up by 5.9%.
Right.
That's to help what happened with inflation. I wish every strategy we had an automatic COLA. So right. If you wait... And here's a strategy we used with a client the other day. He had used one of our strategies to create a lifetime income. We showed him how he could start that lifetime income when he was 62 and create enough income to at least get to 65. Now, he may be able to stretch it out to 70, but we got him 3 extra years of increase in Social Security benefits, which has the COLA, and until you get to a certain level of income, it's non-taxable. I'm going to talk about taxes later, but that's why pushing your Social Security benefits out as far as you can reasonably do it are so important.
We encourage our radio program listeners to call for a complimentary appointment, a complimentary strategy session with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services to learn more about what they're discussing. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, I say this every time because I love spelling your name. Go to Ask Jim Bird, BYRD. Go to AskJimBird.com. Victoria's not with us today, but she monitors that. She said 24/7 last week, and I asked her if she checks it at 3 in the morning, which she does not. But she does check it first thing in the morning. So go to our website. If you don't have time to call us, go to the website, look at the information there, and maybe it'll give you an idea of some questions to ask us. That's what we're here for.
That's it. We're always available. You know, not 2 o'clock in the morning, but
no,
we're available.
Now, you were probably up till 2 the morning the other day because I thought you said you didn't sleep after the end of that little game.
A lot of folks didn't, yeah.
I couldn't sleep. That's true.
Don't worry, it's going to get better.
But he'll come back. Anyway, going back to number 3 is explore your tax strategies. Gary, you talk a lot about taxes, and you're going to share something with about taxes today, but explore your tax strategies. You've got to look at, you know, when does it make sense to take your money? What's the best tax strategies? When to take it?
Yes.
How to take it? Tell us about that.
It comes down to a simple question. You know, Benjamin Franklin, and I wish I had the full quote. I was going to look it up. But Ben Franklin was famous for saying, first of all, he said it in relation to getting our Constitution settled. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a proud American. I'm proud of it. I'm proud to tell you that I hope our our legislators all get together and figure out how to work together, because first of all, we're Americans. If anybody wants to call and ask me about that, I'll talk to you. But we all pay taxes, and Ben Franklin said the only thing that's certain in life are taxes and death. When would you rather pay your taxes?
Never really, but
good answer.
Okay,
that's
I like
what I was
that
thinking.
Answer. Well, guess what? Guess what? I can show you how to grow your money and never pay a dime of income tax on it. I can show you how to grow your money and never pay a dime of income tax. But other than never, when would you like to pay your taxes?
Well, you pay them earlier, you know, before, because you pay them later, you get higher tax brackets sometimes.
There you go. You just stand. That's what I was looking for. I want to pay my taxes when my taxes are the lowest. Would
right.
you rather pay 5% taxes or 10%?
Well, you pay 5% earlier.
Well, of course. Well, most of us, almost all of us, I'm included, have been putting our money in tax-deferred strategies, 401ks, IRAs, annuities. There's any number of things. We've been putting our money in tax-deferred strategies for years, and our hope is when we retire, our tax rate's going to be lower. Unfortunately, for a lot of us, we're not finding our tax rates are lower in retirement because most of us are having to spend almost as much as we spent before retirement to pay our living expenses when we retire.
That's true.
Does your car insurance go down when you retire?
No.
No. Does your homeowner's insurance?
No.
Does your food cost go down? Well, maybe if you eat less.
Not right now, particularly.
Yeah, but none of those things go down. And you weren't here last week, but I said last week, we have a tax train that is bearing down on us, and it's not about to stop. Because our parents made a lot of us, a lot of baby boomers. There's 12,000 of us every day signing up for Social Security and Medicare. And that means the federal government has got to start paying those benefits out. Well, if they have to pay more and more benefits out, they got to bring more and more money in. So there's a lot of economists out here right now that are telling us, if you think your taxes are high right now, you wait 5 years from now, 10 years.
There's a lot of things to consider when it comes to your financial future and your retirement, which is why Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff offer a complimentary appointment, a complimentary strategy session, simply by picking up the phone and saying you heard it on the radio. So even if you're listening on the weekend, call and leave a message or write these numbers down for Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Well, Gary, another thing we have to forecast is your medical expenses. And that's kind of hard to do right now because you know that medical costs are going up, up and up and up. And again, it's like taxes. It depends on who's in office right now.
Yeah. Well, and it also depends. Part of our medical costs are going up because we have the highest level of medical care of any country in the world. And I don't care what other countries say about universal health care. You know, we have the highest level of medical care of any country in the world. You want a specialized procedure? I bet you can find it at one of our universities or one of our doctors around the country. And because of those procedures, it's helping us live longer. When we live longer, we're going to wear our parts out. That's just, my knees don't work like they worked when I was 30. Now, I don't care because I'm not doing any running like I was in 30, but I tell people every day when they come in the office, health care expenses are going to be one of your biggest expenses in retirement. I read the other day that a couple that are 65 right now can expect to spend approximately $350,000 over their lifetime on Medicare premiums, Medicare copays, Medicare deductibles, and out-of-pocket expenses. Because everything's not covered by every health plan. So when you talk about health care cost, and here's the killer, you know, if you get a chronic or a terminal illness, you gotta really drain your assets. Well, in some of our strategies, if you've elected a lifetime income, and you talk about this all the time, what happens to the income? If you have a chronic, or if you cannot do two of the six activities of daily living, what happens to that income? It doubles.
Oh, well, you're talking about the home health care doubler.
Health income doubler.
Yeah.
It doubles for a period of 5 years. It won't pay all the bills, but imagine if your income is $3,000 a month, and that's not unusual for some of the clients that we work with. Instead of $3,000 a month, that income could double to $6,000 a month.
Right.
That doesn't pay everything, but it cuts out a big hole of some of the things you're going to go through. Healthcare expenses, that is just, they're vital. And if you use some of our strategies, if you get a terminal or a chronic illness, you can borrow against the entire value of how much that has gone up in value. You can't do that with a brokerage account. You can't do that with a CD. You can't do that with real estate because they have set values. You'd have to liquidate them or sell them. But I'm going to say the dirty word. If you have a permanent form of life insurance, if you have the right life insurance, you can borrow against the death benefit. Now, that's not a happy thing because, you know, if you get a terminal or chronic illness, terminal, that means you're going to die. But you can take money out of that policy without exhausting all the assets that your family's going to need when you're not there for them.
Well, I want to mention and put a plug in for life insurance, too. But life insurance is not your grandfather's life insurance. Life insurance today is a great investment, folks. It accumulates at current market rates. And it's, you know, it's tax-free investment, by the way, too.
Tax-free distribution, tax-free death benefit.
Death benefit.
And can be tax-free distributions out of a properly structured life insurance program. You're right. We are showing people right now how they can take money. Money they've already paid taxes on, and use it to fund a type of life insurance plan where later on in life, you're going to pull money out of that, and guess what your tax rate's going to be?
Zero.
Zero.
That's a beautiful thing. Another reason to pick up the phone and take advantage of the offer of our radio program listeners for a complimentary appointment. Take advantage of a strategy session for your retirement with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne simply by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And before you jump to that, Laurie, I ask you to use that phrase today because we don't do reviews. Reviews are just looking in the past. And that's okay. We learn from the past, but we're looking forward. So when we sit down with a client, we're looking at where they are today. We're looking at whether the way that we've designed that strategy is working for them. We use indexing, and we change those indexes based on how well they work. So when we sit down with someone, we're looking forward, we're looking towards the next year to say, how can I make this make more money for you? That's why people come to us. There's no reason to come just talk about football, though Jim will talk about Crimson Tide all day long, as long as we can sit there.
Especially if they come to my office, they'll see it.
But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Before we leave the medical expenses, Gary, one thing I want to mention, you know, there's some new things that are out now. The health savings account is something we've got to mention, too. You know,
they are.
There's some few things that we don't want to overlook. There's some new products, new ways to save money that the government's created, and we need to come in and we'll talk about that and tell you about that. If you're not familiar with a health savings account, come in and let us tell you about that.
And that's another way that we help people look forward to what taxes they're going to pay, because a tax savings account is designed to put money in to let it grow and be able to take that money out without paying increased taxes on it. So you hit the nail right on the head there, Jim.
Number five, before we get out of this, away from this subject and the time we got left, is plan your estate. You got to plan your estate, how you going to distribute your money after you die, how you want your estate planned after you die. And that's important, too, for your heirs. Make sure it's the most tax-efficient way to distribute your estate.
Sure, absolutely.
You got to do that. And it's important to make sure that your heirs are not going to be eating it up with taxes.
Well, and to have it distributed the way you want, some people get thrown off. When we sit down and start getting to know our clients, you know, we go through a whole list of questions, you know, basic stuff, name, address, email address. But then we jump down to how are you planning to transfer your assets to your heirs, first thing we ask you is, do you have a will? Now, if you don't have a will in the state of Alabama, the state of Alabama will be happy to distribute your assets per their formula. And it is just a basic formula of, we start here with your nearest relative and we go down a list and they get a certain percentage. If you have a will, that means you say, here's what I want with my assets. But here's a thing about an estate plan. And this happens to a lot of us. It's happened to me. Sometimes we change families. And this one of our clients came in and talked with me about this the other day. He said, you know, I just got married, and she has three kids. I have two kids. And if I don't have a will, I can't direct how it goes. But he said, you know, I love my kids, but one of them, I'm not exactly sure how they would spend the money. So I'd like to have a little bit more control. Well, when you're dead, you don't have much control about what happens here. But with an estate, if you have that concern, we'll refer you to an estate attorney. We can talk about the various aspects of planning your estate. But this is why we use other partners. You know, we don't give tax advice. We call our CPA partners, or we call your CPA to make sure that the advice we're giving you is the right advice so we don't increase your taxes. We refer you when you have a complex estate or an estate that you're worried about how it will be distributed, we refer you to an estate attorney because those are the people that can help you. We use our resources. We understand the things that we talk to our clients about, but we know we can't give tax advice. We can't give legal advice. Well, that's okay. We're just like a football team. I guarantee you Nick Saban would not go into a game without his offensive coordinator or without his defensive coordinator. Those people you see sitting up in the booth writing down statistics, looking through the binoculars, they're watching every player on that field, and they're saying, hey, where's a weakness? We've been attacking this side, but hey, we just noticed this guy isn't quite playing up to par today. So he has people that are saying, hey, how do you think they pick those plays? The quarterback doesn't pick all those plays. He may pick some. He may adjust to it. They got people watching, and that's what we use other professionals for. Help us plan where you want to be 20 years from now so the future you envision is the one you can afford.
That's why, Jim, you call it comprehensive wealth management,
right?
Because you're utilizing a whole team.
Absolutely.
As needed for a complimentary strategy session with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Simply pick up the phone. Let us know you'd like to learn more. You want to make an appointment at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And askjimbird.com.
At 2 o'clock in the morning if you want, or 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock. But I promise you, I'm not going to answer the phone at 5 in the morning. There's a chance, because I wake up early, and I look at some of the things that we're going to talk about, or I look at things that I need to review for maybe when a client comes in. I'm going to kind of talk about a real-world thing here for a minute, because, you know, we talk about what we do for people, and we talk in generalities, but I want to give a real example of something that we're just helping a client do right now. You know, different people save at different rates. And, you know, that's our world. Some people make more money than others. We have a client right now, and we have several in this category, that have saved so well that they can never spend all the money that they've accumulated. And they definitely want to leave it to their heirs. Well, that's a wonderful thing. But the way you leave money to an heir can be catastrophic to their tax rates. If you leave someone a certain amount of money over a certain amount, you could be throwing them into a higher tax bracket. That's why an IRA is probably not the best way to leave money to your heirs. There are other vehicles that we can create, and we just sat with a client and we showed him how he could take money that he wasn't going to ever use and go ahead and put it somewhere where it will benefit some of his heirs, and he's going to move that money to them tax-free instead of just leaving it to them and having them have to count that amount in their tax return. This is what good sound financial planning is, because everybody and everybody doesn't have that. I probably will spend up all the money I've saved on health care and other things before it gets to my kids, and that's okay. But some people are different.
According to you, maybe not them.
Well, I like the joke. You know, I want my last check to bounce, because when I'm in heaven,
that's funny.
They can't collect from me there. I'm not in a hurry to get there. I mean, I have no problems telling you I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to get any prophecy. I'm not going there. But I've been told, help everybody I can here, because if we help enough other people get what they want, then we get what we want. We have two seminars coming up. They may already be full, and I thought I had the dates here. I know they're later this month, in a couple of weeks. Our last two at Jesse's were totally packed. Yeah, we can put about 24 people in a room right now, but we can't put any more. So if you're interested in getting to know us a little better, meeting us in person, call our office. Laurie will say our numbers again here in a minute. Call us. See if we have any spots left. We're going to do more seminars this year because we can. The restaurants couldn't let us last year. But please, sign up for one of our seminars. We'll give you a great dinner. We'll talk to you for about 30 minutes, and then we'll see if you'll see more of what we talk about. And if we're the right fit for you, come see us.
Our seminars are fun, too. We have a lot of fun and joke around, but we get down serious business, folks, and we teach you something.
I was going to say, your seminars are enjoyable. And they're not too long.
No, we make sure they're not too long.
And the meal is fantastic. And like you said, it's a great way to get introduced to you, other than the voices on the radio. Right. So you can either call for an appointment, a strategy session, complimentary, or complimentary seats to an upcoming seminar.
Absolutely.
So we'd love to have you if you like.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and insurance specialist professional Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Give them a call at 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for safe investing in the new economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.